Let's stand up.
Let us pray. We invite you, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. We call upon your name. We pray that you will be in our midst. That this time will not be in vain. Be in our midst, Lord, and touch each one deep in his heart. Through your living word, may it not be the letter that kills, but may it be the spirit that will bring life.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. Incwadi yokuqala yezikroniki, sahluko seshumi nambili, ivesi langamashumi amathathu nambili. Kubantwana bakwa-Isakare ngabazi ukuqonda izikhathi ukuba bazi okufanele okwenziwa ku-Israyeli.
Of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do.
All right. I hope that every one of us here is a son of Issachar, that we know what the times are, and that we know what Israel should do.
Ngingajabula uma ngabe ilona lo khona phakathi kwethu abe indodana ka-Isakhari owaziyo okufanele akwenze nokudinga ukuthi u-Israyeli akwenze.
Angiboni ukuthi kunesidingo ukuba ngichaze ukuthi lezi zikhathi zinjani.
I don't even think it's necessary for me to explain what these times are like.
Uma sibone izwe ukuthi linjani.
If we see what the world is like.
Uma sibone emabandleni kunjani.
If we see what the churches are like.
Ukubona amakholwa qobo lwalo ukuthi anhloboni.
And when you see what the Christians themselves are like.
Izwe uma ubona omama ubona izintombi zihamba kubhaleke nje ukuthi ubufebe ebusweni nasengutsheni zabo nasempilweni yabo ukuthi kwisikhathi sokungaziphathi kahle.
When you look at the world, you see it, look at the women, the girls, the way they walk around, the way they dress, you can see the world written all over them.
And that they are in an immoral people with no moral standards. Look them in the face. Look them the way they talk and walk. And across it is written, prostitutes.
Mawubheka indlela abayiphatha ngayo, abakhuluma ngayo, uvela ubone ukubhaliwe ngamagama amakhulu ukuthi izifebe, abangayiphathi kahle.
Uma ubona amabandla, ubone indlela kuphilwa ngayo, ngisho nabasha, nokuthi laba basha banabazali, bazelwe, banamabele abawancelayo. Kazi ukuthi bekubisiluni ukuba inzalo ibe ulolu hlobo.
And if you look in the churches, you look at the youth, you look at them and you are amazed because they are their parents who brought these children up. They nursed at their breasts and you wonder what milk they were fed.
I remember some years ago in one of our mainline churches, on Confirmation Sunday, the minister's wife went to the mother of one of the girls that got confirmed. And said, "Look, my sister, your child is confirmed today, and see to it that from now on she'll be on the pill."
What, Mama?
Blasphemous! a minister's wife, telling a person of the church, you see to it that your child will be on the pill now, so that not unwanted people will come into this world.
Wathi kuyena mama njengoba ingane yakho iqinisiwe namhlanje nakisisi impela qaphelisisa ukuthi kusukela manje ingane yakho igwinye iphilisi ngoba sifuna izingane ezozalwa lapha kaphandle komshado ihlazo lelo.
In 1952 when I studied in Pretoria, Dr. Edwin Orr from the United States, who had imported a wife from here in South Africa, in the meeting called two ministers, one Reformed and one Baptist, on each to stand on each side of him.
Ngo 1952 kwafika uDr. Edwin Orr waseMelika washumayela lePitoli. Lapha enkonzweni wayesebiza abafundisi ababili, omunye waseDash, omunye wamaBaptist, wathi ake nime lapha eduze kwami.
Dr. Edwin Orr was a very wise, talented, gifted person. I don't know how many doctorates he had.
Lo dokotela ubehlakaniphe ngenye indlela, ube neziqu zobudokotela okuningi nje.
And he asked the Dutch Reformed minister next to him, he said, "Brother, I'd like to ask you a question, and you Baptist minister, when you baptize people, who uses more water?" I was still a youngster and I thought, my, even if this man is very bright up here, but he hasn't got any tact, how could he ask such a question before a room full of so-called Christians?
Lo dokotela wayesebabuza laba bafundisi, wathi bafundisi, wabuza weDash, wabuza wamaBaptist, wathi uma nibhabhatisa abantu, ubani osebenzisa amanzi amaningi? Ngase ngithi, awu, cha noma udokotela, ngangisemusha ngaleso sikhathi, ngidada kwathi ukuhlakanipha kanabo.
That room was a hall, or if I remember correctly, a church.
Angazi ukuthi kwakusehholo noma cishe kwakusesontweni.
People burst out laughing.
Abantu bavela bahleke.
He said, "Dear brother, dear Reformed and dear Baptist."
Why said he, "How mfowethu wena wamaDash, nawe mfowethu wamaBaptist?"
I'm sorry about one thing.
Kunye okungidabukisayo.
That all the people that you baptized,
uma senibhabhatisa abantu,
in their baptism, their tongues remain dry.
Ukuthi noma nibabhabhatisi, ulimi luhlala lomile.
I know Reformed Christians and they can gossip like anything. And I know Baptist Christians that are not a trace better than the others.
But kobo engikwazi ukuthi ngazi abantu abamaDash, ngazi abantu abamaBaptist, kodwa bonke ngiyazi ukuthi bayakwazi ukuhleba ulimi alithintekanga.
He says, if only those baptismal waters would touch the tongue as well. And I dare say that here in our midst and in my own congregation, we are cursed because of such damnable people to who sit in the service every Sunday and they can gossip, turn about, talk about other people in their absence. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear.
Igono kudabukisayo ukuthi abantu noma bebhabhatiswa ngalendlela ngamanzi amaningi noma engaba mancane, kodwa ulimi hlala lomila lithinteki. Sona siqalekiso futhi emabandleni, wonke amabandla. Nengisho nelalana liqale lihlushwa abantu abakhuluma izinto bahlala enkonzweni emva kwenkonzo bayohamba ehleba abantu.
After about 2000 years after Pentecost, we've still got unreached people in this world. We still have cannibals. But I'm not surprised at all, because in cannibalism, the Christians outnumber all the other cannibals. How we eat each other. How we bite and tear each other to pieces like the dogs.
They shall say,
and the animals, they run away, the hare runs away. And we are busy fighting each other. Dear friend, stop today calling yourself a Christian. You're a liar. The Bible says if you say you love God and you don't love your brother, you lie.
Gisho sekwiminyaka 2000 kwehla umoya ongcwele ePentecost. Kodwa ukuze kube namhlanje kusekhona abantu abangakezwa nguNkulunkulu. Kusekhona futhi namazimo abantu abadla abanye abantu. Kodwa ngicha kufanele ngoba abantu abadla abanye abantu amazimo agcwele emabandleni namhlanje. Ngoba siyaqedana ngamazwi ethu.
Ingani silumana sodwa? Sihlana sodwa. Siyahlebana. Angimangali uma khona amazimo. Kodwa ngithi amazimo ugcina abakholwayo abesihogo behlebana emakamalweni abo bephatha abanye kodwa bethi sisindisiwe. Nonsense.
The worst type of cannibals are the ones that are in the churches. They say they are saved. They say we are saved, born again. But they go into their rooms and they gossip about other Christians and other people. It's a pity that the gospel doesn't progress.
Kuluma nabantwana babantu. Wena uthi alihanjwe ivangeli. Lihanjiswa umhlaba wonke. Ezizweni zonke. Sibafundisa ukugcina lokho okushoyo. Kodwa kunjani? Baningi abahedeni namhlanje kunakuqala. Baningi abazalwayo ngokwenyama kunokuba kunalabo abazalwa ngokomoya.
There are more people being born today than there are people being born again. And that is what drove me to my knees 40 years ago, that God would once again pour out His Spirit and work among mankind.
Dear friends, there have never been a time in man's history where there were so many heathen and godless people in the world than today, in spite of the Christians. Singing, we are more than conquerors. And yet, heathenism is taking over. And we are ruled and governed by people who are not God-fearing.
Asikaze sibe khona isikhathi emhlabeni emlandweni labe gcwele khona abahedeni njengamanje. Noma bekhona abazalwana, abantu abathi hawu siyanqoba nokunqoba, siyacula. Kodwa nokho bagcwele abahedeni, size sibuswa nayibona.
But 1966, ngathi hey ukhomonisi kubi. Abanye bathi kuhle. Zezinye izizwe namhlanje zamandiya zabantsundu bathi kuhle. Ubukhomonisi bubi. Angisiye umuntu wepolitiki. Ngoba kuphika isiphambano. Kuphika inkosi.
In 1966, I already said that communism is bad. Even though some people said, what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it. But they are people who basically believe that God does not exist. They are atheists.
Kodwa, ivangeli labo, cisho, lagqiba umhlaba wonke, ngeminyaka engamashumi awu-7. Kodwa thina, sithi into kaSatan. Thina sithi sikholwa uJesu umnini mandla wonke kodwa kwabo kuyagijima okwethu kumi ndawona kuhlehla nyova.
Now we say that's a devilish thing, but they in 70 years almost conquered the whole world. Now we say we on God's side, we've got Him, He's the Almighty. But what is happening with the gospel, even though we claim to be on His side?
Now you know the reason why 40 years ago, I went onto my knees and I said, God of heaven, If you're alive, come down. Work. Send revival. Pour out your spirit. That was the reason. None of them.
Ingakho kule minyaka u-40 edlule ngaye emadolweni ngathi uNkulunkulu wena osezulwini uma ukhona yehle usebenza ngomoya wakho ongcwele isona isizathu kwangiqhubayo.
If you look at the world, young and old,
abasha nabadala,
you look at the churches,
bheka namabandla,
if you look at the preachers,
bheka nabafundisi,
then you must freely admit there's no hope. There's only one hope, a genuine Holy Ghost revival, not from below, but from top, from heaven.
We are born ukuthi impeleni ithemba likho ngaphandle uma ungabe uNkulunkulu esithumela imvuselelo eqhamuka ezulwini hayi esihogweni kodwa isuka ezulwini.
You try to bring the young into the churches, the church is getting more empty. They're going to the disco. They go to the dances. They go to the world. They go to sin. How will you win them? Organized churches have failed. And so-called Christianity has failed. And failed miserably. And everybody should hide his head blushingly in shame. And says, oh God. Oh God. Oh God, have mercy on us.
No maba bandle zama zamim zamoya bogotu yabonu kutaya yashulega. Abasha bafunu kuzenkonzweni. Bafunu kuya matisko. Bafuye kwezi nindawo. Ezweni isonta balfuni. No meko na makolo kutinguti nati sibe na mashoni.
Aba nimbaya tanda. Baya ibonela na msanjuguti sitingi revival.
Many people realize that we need revival.
Who doesn't like the fruit of revival? When people repent in dust and ashes and turn to God, and the living God is alive among his people, who doesn't like it? The man who doesn't want it is an enemy of the cross and is the biggest fool in this world.
Ubani ongafuni ukusebenza kamoya ongcwele? UNkulunkulu mayese phakathi kwethu esebenza. Ehlulela abantu ngezona abantu bephenduke bejikela bephendukele kuNkulunkulu ubani ungakufuni uma ungakufuni usho umuntu ungumuntu wesifo.
There's a great danger. You look at the fruit. You said, oh Lord, we need revival that people will repent. We need revival that people will become holy. We need revival so that the blind will see, the dumb will speak, the deaf will hear. The lame will walk, the AIDS will be healed, that they'll die of AIDS no more. No friends. All that is wonderful, but you'll never get revival that way. Take your eyes away from the fruit and the result of revival and concentrate on that which leads to revival. The way to revival. You can pray for revival till doomsday, till you die, till you're a gray-haired man. You'll die and you won't experience it. Because there's a way that leads you there. And you've got to learn that way.
Kodwa kunengozi enkulu ukuthi ubheke isithelo semvuselelo ubone ukuthi awungengafisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze abaphenduke abantu bephila impilo engcwele besindiswe ezifweni zabo nakukho konke okubahluphayo kodwa ngeke ukuthole uma ubheke isithelo kudinga ukuthi amehlo akho wasuse lapho wabhekise lapha kulokho okuzodala imvuselelo okuzodala ukuthi uNkulunkulu aqale ukusebenza inakho kuzokulethela leyo nto.
Manje la encwadini kwabaseKronika kuthiwa kubantwana bakwa-Izakhari ngabazi ukuqonda isikhathi bazi ukufanele ukwenziwa ku-Israyeli.
Now here in Chronicles it says of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do.
Praise God that now and then you'll see a man of God. You'll see a man or men who know the times and who know the things that the people of God should do.
Makadunyiswe uNkulunkulu ukuthi kukhona lapha emlandweni akavele nje amadoda athize ivele indoda kayinye noma amanye abaqondayo izikhathi abaqondayo futhi okudinga ukuthi abantu bakaNkulunkulu kudinga ukuthi bakwenze.
Here in our text we hear of these men and a man of Issachar who understood the times.
La sifunda ngamadodana ngendodana kaIssachar owayeqondisa izikhathi.
What does that mean to understand the times?
Lokho kusho ukuthini uma uqondisa izikhathi?
In the Hebrew language, this word understand is Bein.
Ngesheperi kama elithi ukuqonda ilele lithi Bein.
Bein or Beina.
Noma ubeina.
Bein bedeutet unterscheiden. Was bedeutet unterscheiden?
Lokhu kuchaza ukuhlukanisa. It means discernment.
Discernment. That you can distinguish.
Ukuze ukwazi ukuhlukanisa.
To be able to tell the difference between A and B.
Ukuthi ukwazi ukusho umehluko okhona phakathi ka A no B.
Es gibt Menschen, die nicht Unterscheidung haben, haben keine Unterscheidung. Gottes Kinder, die wissen nicht den Unterschied zwischen A und B.
Kukhona abantu abanganakho ukuhlukanisa. Nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kodwa umehluko phakathi ka A no B abawazi.
Kodwa lamadodana kaIssachar ayekwazi ukuhlukanisa. Manje kuyinkonzo yokuqala, angikwazi ukukhava konke, ngizosikhuluma ingxenye, uma ivuma inkosi, ngosuku lokugcina, ngizothatha ingxenye yesibili.
But these sons of Issachar, they had understanding and discernment. I won't be able to speak about everything this evening. Lord willing, in the last service, the last session, I will speak about the second part. In Nehemiah,
Isahluko, seshumnantathu,
verse 13,
kusukela evesini lesine kuze kube ivesi lesithupha.
From verse 4 to 6.
Ngaphambi kwalokho u-Eliashibi umpristi owayemiselwe amakamelo endlu kaNkulunkulu wethu isihlobo sikaThobiya.
Now before this, Eliashib the priest, having authority over the storerooms of the house of our God, was allied with Tobiah.
Wayemlungiseli kamelo elikhulu lapho kade bebeka khona iminikelo yempuphu nenhlaka nezitsha nokweshumi kwamabele newayini namafutha okwakunqunyelwe ngomthetho amaLevi nabahlabeleli nabalindisango kanye neminikelo yabapriest.
And he had prepared for him a large room where previously they had stored the grain offerings, the frankincense, the articles, the tithes of grain, the new wine and oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites and singers and gatekeepers and the offerings for the priests.
Lakuthiwake ngaphambi kwalokho u-Eliashibi umpristi wamlungisela uThobiya ikamela elikhulu endlini kaNkulunkulu.
So Eliashib the priest gave Tobiah this big room and prepared it for him.
And Nehemiah says when he got there and he saw that it broke his heart, the men of God We're annoyed because of it.
Kodwa lapho uNehemia efika khona inhliziyo yakhe yadabuka yaphuka ekhohle ukuthi kuyenze kanjani into enjena.
UNehemia nyamazu yena owakudonga elizungeza iJerusalema suke le Babheli.
You know Nehemiah who went to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He came all the way from Babylon.
Ubengekho lapho umpristi uEliyasibi emenzela uThobia indlu enkulu endlini kaNkulunkulu.
And he was not there when the priest had given Tobiah this big room in the house of God.
Bese athi uNehemia lapho ngifike Jerusalem ngahlukanisa. Ngahlukanisa.
And he says when he came to Jerusalem and he found the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah, he says he came and he discerned.
Uma efika ethempelini, fike izindlu amakamelo kaNkulunkulu, elini kamelo lempahla kaNkulunkulu, izitsha nempepho nezinto bekhishwe konke.
When he got there, the place where the grain offerings, the frankincense, then all the articles and the tithes were kept, all had been taken out and removed, and they'd put Tobiah in its place.
Nyamazi ukuthi Tobiah ube ngubani wa ube ozelwe abakwa Amon.
You know who Tobiah was? He was a son of Ammon.
You know Ammon?
Nyamazo Ammon.
That was Lot's son.
Indodana ka Lot.
Whom his youngest daughter brought into the world from her father.
Leon dotana yazalwa indodakazi ka Lot. Eyithola ngobaba wakhe.
And the Ammonites were the arch enemies of God's people. And God said in the Bible, Ammonites can't belong to the people of God. And if anybody wants to join the church of God or the congregation, better said, the congregation of God, God's people, it must be a man after 10 generations. Not before then can an Ammonite become a member of God's nation.
Ngenxa yokuthi babezitha zingaka zikaNkulunkulu nabantwana bakhe, uNkulunkulu wathi akekho noyedwa ongajoyina ebandleni likaNkulunkulu kulaba bantu kuyoze kudlule izukulwane eziyishumi.
They hated God's people.
Babebazona.
They hated God's work. They fought it tooth and nail.
Babebazonda abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, bezonda nomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, bemelana nabo.
Thinking they were right, they had a reason and a cause to do so. Like Christians now, fighting other Christians.
God.
If you pray for revival, you must reckon with unseen. People will hate you and turn their back on you.
God.
Because they are following the lusts of the Father, who is the devil.
God abona babethi balwela uNkulunkulu. Bethi benzela yena kufana nabantu nanamhlanje abamelana nomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu njalo futhi uma uNkulunkulu esebenza phakathi kwenu uSathane uzomelana nawe.
Uma uNehemia esefike eJerusalema ebuka indlu kaNkulunkulu ebona amakamelo kaNkulunkulu wangena wafica uThobia se. If you are still going to get babies, don't name your child Tobias. Don't. I know of a man who said, a man of God, I won't even call my dog Nero because of what he did. That Roman emperor.
Kufana nomunye wendoda kaNkulunkulu wathi ngisho nenja yami ngeke ngayiqambe ngegama lika Nero ngoba Nero waye bahlupha kabi abazalwane.
Be careful what you name your children because they may turn out to be exactly that what you called them to be.
qaphela ukuthi baqamba ngani ngaliphi igama abantwana bakho ngoba isigcino ungathuka sebefana negama labo wapha bona.
Now we may ask the question, how did Tobias get into the very house of God and got the biggest room in that place, the most sacred place in God's house?
Manje ungabuza ukuthi kodwa ungenze kanjani uTobias athola indawo enhle kangaka eyokugcina engathi engcwele la kuhlala khona izinto ezingcwele endlini kaNkuluNkulu.
He didn't get in through the back door.
Akangenanga ngoback door.
It was a priest who should serve the living God who put him in there.
Umpriest owakufanele ukuthi akhonze uNkulunkulu ophilayo uyena owamfakayo lapho.
You know how he got? I can't go into detail. We haven't got the time. Because of family relationships, he got in there. Through marriage, giving his children in marriage, and his daughters in marriage. Oh, marriage is a sacred thing, but it can be the greatest tool for the devil to do his dirty work in this world.
Wasebenza uTobias indlela angene ngayo asikwazi ukungena kukho konke kodwa ngokushesha nje wangena ngobuhlobo ngemshado washadisa lo washadisa lo ngalokho wathola abantu abazomsebenza.
I know fiery preachers, I know Christians that were aflame, but because of the children going into the world, becoming worldly, allowing the devil, falling for evil things, their parents fell with them. And what are they today? The laughing stock of the devils.
Umshado into engcwele. Kodwa okudabukisayo noSathane uyawusebenzisa. Ngoba uzofica amanye amadoda kaNkuluNkulu bemshisekela uNkuluNkulu. Bayashada, qhamuka ingane, ingane sihlubuka inkosi, isigcina ufica nabafundi sebeyihlubukile bahamba nengane zabo.
Tobias was a slave of the Ammonites.
UTobias empeleni wayesigqila.
How did he get in this superior position? In the house of God.
Wagcina kanjani engumuntu onesikhundla singaka endlini
kaNkulunkulu? Because of family relationships.
Wakwenza ngobuhlobo, dala ubuhlobo.
That's how he got a strong position in the church. In God's congregation.
Ileon dlela wayisebenzisayo ukuba thola leso leyo ndawo esikhundle singaka.
And that's why he was accepted. You Christian parents and preachers of the gospel, beware. 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 If Christ is not your all in all. Jesus said, if you follow me and you don't hate your father and mother, wife and children, you even your own life, you can't be my disciple. And the downfall of many preachers is their own children.
When I'm sad.
And then they get soft. Then they lower their standards. Instead of saying, my child, if you go to hell, then go. But I'm going to heaven. And that will save and shake the children. Even if they don't get converted during this lifetime. But when that coffin goes into the grave, they will know. This was a man who stood for the truth. Don't sell your soul because of your wife. Because of your children. Because of your relations.
Wena mzali nawe mfundisi qaphela ukuthi uSathane engakutholi ngengane zakho ubona kancane kancane sekungenizwe sekungena okunye ikhuJesu ethi awukwazi ukumfundi wami uma uthanda umkakho noma ingane zakho kunawe.
Wenn wir Kinder haben, dann werden wir weich.
Ingane siyasithambisa.
Dann mit ihrer Gottlosigkeit und Hölle. Höllensachen wird dein Herz weich.
Kobingane izene izinto zezwe na izinto zesihogo kancane kancane kuthambisa inhliziyo yakho.
Because you use pious words, you've just got to be loving and kind. But God says the father that spares the rod hates his son.
Bese wena uthi afuneka ngiqaphele, ufuneka nginyathele kahle. Kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi ubaba ongayisebenzisa
uthi uNkulunkulu uma wena ungavalelisi ungazondi uyihlo nonyoko nomkakho nengane zakho ngeke ube umfundi wakhe. Kodwa wena uhlala nengane zakho zifana namathwani neinkuku zikhamisela ingane. Hambe mithele entabeni bese lende umfundisi usemukela ingane yasesihlahleni uyayondla. Hayi sakazi, salukazi, sithola impentshini. Hayi ingane iyaqhubeka, iyaqhubeka izalela amaqanda. Khamseleke ingane. Sokugcwele ibandla ekhaya. Uthi ungumuntu kaNkulunkulu. Hayi vivini, awunakho ukuhlukanisa. Awukwazi ukuhlukanisa ikhati.
Your child is wayward, goes its own ways, has illegitimate children. Instead of bringing it onto the right way, you are one with your child. You support it in its evil ways.
I'm sorry because of this. The time has passed and now I've got to draw closely to an end.
Ngidabuka nje ngesikhathi ngoba isikhathi siyahamba sekudinga ukuthi ngiye egcineni.
They didn't know. The times, do we know the times?
Babengaziqondi izikhathi, siyaziqonda thina na.
If they ever, in the history of the Church of Christ, the church should have been aflame, more than the early church, then it's the church today. We are about 2,000 years closer to the return of Jesus. But how far are we away from the standard we find in the Acts of the Apostles?
Thina sesondele ekubuyeni kwenkosi yethu Jesu Christ. Cishe seku 2000 years sesondela kufika kwakhe. Kwakufanele sivuthe kangakanani emoyeni. Kwakufanele sivuthe ngaphezu kwalelo bandla lokuqala silithole ezenzweni.
You shouldn't just hate your father and mother. Now don't go here and say, oh, Elo says we've got to hate our people. Look, you're a liar if you say so. You're a liar. And if you're a liar, your father is not God in heaven, but the devil.
Ungahambike manje wena uthi hayi umfundisi uthi asizonde abazali bethu baba nomama. Ngithi hayi unamanga uma usho njalo. Futhi uma usho amanga njalo, ubaba wakho uSathane qobo lwakhe.
You should hate even your own life.
Funeka uzonde ngisho nokuphila kwakho.
I said the world, the church, and you personally.
Ngithe izwe nebandla nawe qobo lwakho.
I remember some years ago I was invited to a minister's conference in Pietermaritzburg of many ecumenical churches.
And
then I was asked, Elo Steng, we would like to know your opinion. Something happened in our church, I don't name the church, a terrible thing. And it's a great problem. What should we do? How should we handle this affair?
But mfundisi Tekeni manje sihlangana nenkinga kwelinye lamabandla ethu kwenzeka inkinga impela manje asazi ukuthi senze njani wena ungathini.
He said the other, I said what is it? I can't promise that I'll have an answer.
Ngitangazike.
But I'd like to know what your question is.
Shonini ukuthi kuyini? Ake ngithembise ukuthi ngiyokwazi ukunisiza.
They say the other day one of our ministers, ordained ministers, stood on the pulpit and preached. A fiery service. Sermon. And then in the middle of the sermon, his wife got up and said, would you please stop? I know you at home. That suffices. And she stopped her husband. And they said, what should we do with such a wife? And I was flabbergasted at that question. The way they put it. instead of saying, what should we do with such a preacher? Because if he can't rule his house, his own wife, and his children, how will he take care of the church? And I think she's got to be congratulated.
She
should have shut his mouth before that. In German, we don't call that a mouth. We call that ein Maul. Mouth is Mund. A dog has got a Maul. If you preach something and your wife can't be your, what's it in English? Your witness. That it's true what you say, then it's better that you shut your wife, the mouth of the dog. You English-speaking people are too decent and too dignified. And one man said, oh, you've got the three D's. Decent, dignified, and dead.
Umfundisi esishumayela eqeqebula kanjena phakathi wentshumayelo umkakhe wasukuma wathi hawu mana mbaba ungasaqhubeki ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi unjani wena ekhaya wamisa wathi ungabe usaqhubeka ngamangala ukuthi ngibizweleni ukuthi yini kanti eyinkinga ngoba inkinga kwakuyena umfundisi hhayi umama lona wenze kahle ukuthi amthulise uma engayiphili le nto ayishumayelayo ekhaya.
Striving to be a spirit-filled preacher, a vessel in God's hands through whom he can work, and your relationship with your wife isn't right.
When you tungum fundis, ufunugutum skulunkula sevenzen awa, kulumang awa, gotwa uhlula ugupilang en lelefanele numga ko ekaya.
Have you got no bein?
Aunako inu ukhlunganis.
No discernment? Don't you know the difference between A and B?
Awazi umehluko phakathi ka A no B.
In a certain city, there were some ministers, four of them clubbed together into an alliance.
Kwakukhona abafundisi abane abahlanganya nge-alliance.
When they were together, they said, brothers, what problems could we deal with now? One of them said, oh brothers, people come to us with their problems. They come to us with their sins. They come and confess. They come and seelsorge. But what about us? Do we go and confess? Do we go to someone who has got pain, who can help us?
Umunye umfundisi wathi bafowethu okungihluphayo thina njengabafundisi abantu abasebandleni bayafika kithina bezovuma bezofika kithina bezositshena inkinga zabo ukuthi sithandaza nabo kodwa thina siyakwenza yini nathi ukuthi siye komunye onokuhlukanisa ozosihlukanisela thandaza nathi.
And he said, brother, you've got a point there.
Omunye wathi mfowethu une point.
What's the use if we preach to others and we don't preach to ourselves? What's the use if we tell people to do things and we don't practice what we preach?
Wathi kusizani ukuthi shumayeza abanye kodwa kwathina siyenze lento esishumayelayo.
The other one said, let's start today.
Omunye wathi hayi siqale khona manje.
Let's not just speak about this. The Zulus say, let's not just sing, but let's do it.
Masingakhulumi nje sigcine sikhulumile bese singenzanga lutho.
Let's start right now. Let's confess to each other and pray for each other.
Asiqaleni khona manje sivume izono zethu sikhulekelane.
Well, they said, we think it's a very good point. Who will start?
Bavumelane
bathi. One man said, I'll start.
Bathi kuhle kabi, ubani ozoqala? Omunye wathi hayi ngiyoqala mina.
He said, brothers, dear colleagues, I must confess, Sunday afternoon, if I've prepared for the service and have counseled people later on, I'm under stress. My nerves are at an end. And there's only one thing I can do, is close the door and light a cigarette. And then I smoke away my worries. And my nerves are regenerated.
Okungisizayo bese ngivala emnyango yeoffice bese ngibhike bhemela usikilithi wami kono ukungisizayo ukuthi ama nerves ehle.
I know smoking is not good.
Ngiyazi ukuthi
ubhema. We never spoke against smoking. It's the doctors that did. We were too blind.
Wathi yebo abanye bathi hayi asikhulumi phela ngokubhema. Odokotela baqala ukukhuluma ngokubhema ukuthi akusile.
Okay. The second brother said, brothers, I've got to confess something as well. Just as my colleague has said, Sunday afternoons when the evening comes, I'd like to run away from everything. I don't like to see my wife, whatever she says doesn't suit me. The children are so noisy. They shout, they cry. And then I've just got to go downtown, go to the cinema, look at a bioscope. Well, today we don't need to go to the bioscope. We've got television. The world is right in our homes in the bioscope. But he said, then I go to the bioscope and look at a film, and then I'm quickened.
Wesibili umfundisi wathi yazi inkinga yami icishe ifana nomfowethu lona. Mina uma sengikhathele ngalendlela ngivele ngingasafuni lutho nomkami yonke into ayenza iyangicasula ney'ngane zinomsindo ngivele ngihambe ngiya le edrobheni bese ngiyele ebhayisikobhi ngiyoyibukela ibhayisikobhi kona okungisizayo. Kodwa phela abanye namhlanje abasadingi nokuya ebhayisikobhi ngoba ibhayisikobhi sisendlini yabo, izwe selingene lapha esitubu sethu.
They comforted each other. God isn't a liar. He says if we curb our transgressions, we shall not prosper. But if we confess them, bring them to light, we shall receive mercy. And the third one says, well, that inspires me to come out with this skeleton in my cupboard and wardrobe of my heart. And I don't want to tell you what that man brought to light. Being a preacher of the gospel.
Baduduzane bathi abafethu nebhayibheli yasithembisa ukuthi uma sifihle iphambeko zethu ngeke siphumelele. Masizivume uNkulunkulu uzosithethelela. Wesithathu ke wathi hayi bafethu nami ngidinga ukuthi ngivume. Ngeke ngikusho ke akuvumile yena, angifuni ukuthi ngikusho lapha.
Well, then all were quiet and waited for the fourth one, for the last one.
Hayi bese khuluma abathathu bayithulela balindela lokugcina ukuthi naye akhulume.
But he was quiet.
Bayithulela nje.
Says, brother, what about you? Is there nothing in your life?
Igcina bamhlokoza bathi mfowethu khuluma phela wena akukho yini okudinga ukuthi ukuvume.
I don't feel like talking.
Athi hayi akuvumi ukuthi ngikhulume.
Yes, but brother, you agreed as well, all of us agreed that let's open our hearts, come into the light.
Bathi hawu mfowethu kodwa usakhumbule ningathi savumelana sonke ukuthi sizofika size kukhanyeni nakho konke okusihluphayo.
We are children of the light.
Singabantwana bokukhanya.
How can we cover darkness?
Singakufihla kanjani ubumnyama?
And the brighter the light, the more comes to light.
Futhi ngokuqhubeka ngokukhanya kudalula izinto
eziningi. He shook his head, he said,
Wanikini ikhanda wathi cha.
They said, brother,
batim fruitu,
come out
kulum,
that which is within.
Vezo
no matter how difficult it is.
No kuni ganan.
The one said, go to the door, lock the door and take the key with you.
Omunya wash watumumunyum funis wat putuma, kiem nyango, kipuki.
And they said, brother, we promise you, we'll sit here till tomorrow morning. And if you haven't confessed it till tomorrow morning, We'll go through the day tomorrow. Till you have confessed. You agreed. And now you want to break that covenant which we made. We won't leave this place. We pray that God will deal with you in His mercy.
Bathe futhi sikhile ngeke sivule lapha. Uyozuyiveza lento esinhlizweni noma singahlala lishone kuse kusasa sohlala lize lishone futhi. Uyozuyiveze lento sothandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenza nasenhlizweni yakho.
He says, dear brothers, I can't. I apologize, but I can't.
Hayi wathi bafethu kulukhuni.
Well then, if you want to wait, we'll wait. And if you've got time, we've got more time.
But I fwetu ngahlupheki. Uma usafuna ukuthi ulinde solinda nathi. Uma ufuna ukuthi sihlale nje hayi sohlala nathi.
And they pressed him.
Bamshuka.
Eventually he says, brothers, I can't, but I must bow.
Bamcindezela isigcino waze wathi hayi bafwetu.
Forgive me for making you wait so long.
Ngiyavuma, ngiyaxolisa ukuthi nginihlalise isikhathi esingaka.
My problem is this.
Inkinga yam hiyo le.
As you, brother, confessed your smoking,
lapho wena umfethu uvumiwe ukubhema kwakho.
You, your films,
nawe ukuye bioscope.
You, your sin,
nawe isono sakho.
I couldn't wait for the time to get out of this door to get home to my wife and tell her what I've heard tonight. And I'd like to go to my friends and tell them what you are up to. That in spite of preaching, you're smoking, doing this, doing that. He says, that's my sin. Are there such ministers here? The first thing they've got to do, they've got to go to the wives and tell them. They've got to go to the friends and tell them. They can't keep a secret. They just can't. And the next thing the whole congregation knows about it.
Wathi bafundisi sono sami lapho nithi niyavuma nina kimi na kwangasavuma ukuthi ngihlale ngithule mina bese ngijaha nje ukuthi ngiphume lapho ngiphuthume ngiye kumkami nasenganeni zami nasehlotsheni zami ngiyobatshena lezi zinto esenizivumile nini ngibatshena ukuthi lo uyabhema lo yebhayisikopu luwenzo lokhu bakhona nini abafundisi abanjalo phakathi kwethu abahamba bekhulume ngezono zabantu isigcino ibandla lonke seliyazi ukuthi usibani bani utheni lapho.
The first ministers, Tobias, was smoking. The second one, films, looking at immoral things. The other one, they had a bad Tobias as well. But in God's sight, you needn't sin with another woman. You just lust after her, and you've committed that crime.
Nizwile ngoTobia laba, bese sontweni, bese bandleni kodwa lo hlusha ukubhema. Lo hlusha ukuthi ahambe ayobuka izithombe ezingasile, futhi uyazi nawe ukuthi noma ungahambanga wayo senza isono nomunye wesifazane uNkulunkulu uthi uma umbhekile nje wamkhanuka ususenzile.
Dear friends, in God's name, I challenge you tonight and ask you, is there Tobias in your life? And this Tobias maybe hasn't just got a small place, maybe the biggest room in God's house. And you know that your body is God's house.
Ukhona uTobia okhona empilweni yakho. Mhlawumbe usumnike indlu encane lapha empilweni yakho. Eyindlu kaNkuluNkulu. Kodwa mhlawumbe awumnikanga nje indlu encane. Mhlawumbe usumnike indlu enkulu lapha endlini kaNkuluNkulu, umzimba wakho, impilo yakho.
Maybe you understand now. Maybe a bit more. Maybe you understood all the time what these times are like. But dear friends, you can pray for revival till doomsday. You'll be the laughing stock of the devils. You'll never get revival. Thousands and millions of people have prayed for it. They don't get it. They're very few and far between that experience it. Unless Tobias is dealt with in your life, and for Jesus' sake who bled and died and gave his last drop of blood for you, deal with him right now before you go to sleep. Otherwise, alles fromme Reden ist ein betrügerischer und heuchlerischer Schein. And I said, in spite of all our pious talking, it's just damnable and a cursed thing if we talk piously about things and Tobias is not dealt with ruthlessly, that not a trace of them shall remain. And Nehemiah said, when I saw that, I said, out with him! Bring back the holy vessels of the Lord. Bring back that which belongs in God's house. And nothing that belongs to the devil should be found in God's house and in your life.
Ungayikhulekela imvuselelo, kodwa uzoza ugugu ungayibonanga ukusebenza kamoya ongcwele. Uma ungamkhiphanga uTobiya empilweni yakho, dingukuthi umkhiphe njengoNehemiya, wamkhipha wakhiphisisa konke kungasali lutho okwakhe.
There were people who knew the times and seasons in which they live. Do you know the time now?
Bakhona abantu ababezazi ikhathi besihlukanisa
ikhathi. The time which has struck on God's clock for your life. For you.
When uyasazi isikhathi sikaNkuluNkulu empilweni yakho ukuthi iwashi lakhe selishayeni empilweni yakho.
What God is expecting of you.
Nokuthi uNkuluNkulu ikupha kulindele kuwe.
Noma ngiqhamuka le DRC.
Whether you're from the DRC.
Noma ngiqhamuka Zambia.
Zambia.
Zambia is a wonderful country. It's the only country in the world that starts with Z and ends with A. Zambia. But even in spite of your living in that unique country, if you are not a Christian according to God's standard, woe to you, even if you start with Z and you end with A.
And
you Germans, French, all of you, nobody is excluded. I include myself. And may God grant in his grace that we won't be hearers, but doers. And if we are doers, this world can't be the same again. Never. If it is, it's because we are damned. Because we were not prepared to meet up with God's standard. And we didn't deal with Tobias in our life.
uNkulunkulu akasihawukele ukuthi singagcini ngokuzwa nje, kodwa sibe ngabantu abenzayo akushoyo uNkulunkulu. Simkhiphe uTobiya ngakho konke kwakhe.
For those that aren't sick, let's rise and pray.
Ake sisukume sithandaze.
Nkosi, uyazi ukuthi sesineminyaka emingaki eshumayela ivangeli.
Lord, you know for how many years we've been preaching the gospel.
Uyazi ukuthi sekuyisikhathi iminyaka engakanani sishumayeza abanye.
You know how long we've been preaching to others.
Uyazi wena ukuthi lokho besikushumayela besukuphila yini.
You also know whether what we've been preaching to others, whether we've been living up to it ourselves.
Uyazi okusezinhlizweni zethu ngoba kuyindlu yakho.
You also know the state of our hearts because that is your dwelling place. You know whether there are Tobiases in our
hearts.
You also know whether some hellish thing has come into our lives through family relationships.
Come, O God, know our hearts. Search them and see that whether there is any wicked way within us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ufike. Usihlolisise usivivini izinhliziyo zethu ubheke ukuthi akukho inokube okukhona.
Amen.
Amen.